From the KLYT broadcast studio, this is ABQ Connect. Your input on today's topic is important to us. Join in the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE. ABQ Connect.
Well, have I ever told you how much fun I have doing this job? Thank you, Lord. I want to thank Jared, our engineer, getting us on the air on time, getting us out of the studio on time. We'll just sit here and talk all day if given the opportunity. But let's spend some time right up front. I want to introduce you to a sister in Christ who works in ministry, officially works in ministry as the children's ministry director at New Life Church in Rio Rancho. And for those unfamiliar, you know, as you're driving up the hill to Rio Rancho, just look to the right. Jenny, there's kind of, I don't think it's your guys' building, but it's kind of that gold dome thing that's off to the right. It's real close to that, isn't it?
Yeah, it's right behind.
Oh, okay, okay. Road, yes. Pull that mic right up in front of you so I don't want to miss anything you say here. Now, Jenny, for those unfamiliar with, I was going to say, you know, often we introduce organizations. And you know what, Jenny, I'm just introducing the KLYT listener to a sister in Christ who felt a calling to reach out, and correct me if I'm wrong, to reach out to teen girls. And you've, what you've done is set up a Bible study, which we'll get into, but kind of walk us through what inspired what we're going to be talking about today.
Well, Steve, like you said, I am the children's ministry director, but I also have a very heavy heart right now, especially for our youth and our youth girls. Our youth right now are being exposed to messages from our culture that are not biblical. They are being told how to act, how to think, how to look. And as they get older, they are going to be exposed to those more often. Yeah. It's increasing. And so I just feel like they need to learn how to walk in this ungodly world right yeah. now, and that they need to discern the lies from the enemy who say that they'll never be enough, and to be equipped in God's word to be able to defend their faith and stand firm in their faith and who God says they are.
So as you reach out, and what you've told me you're planning to do is to start a Bible study. Yes. And it's actually very organized. You've got some curriculum. Mm-hmm. You've got support from your church, you've got a real plan for this. What do you plan?
I do. I'm super excited about it. It is an 8-week DVD study called Defined by Priscilla Schreier. And it helps young women, just like I said, understand what it means to be created in God's image so that they can walk in truth and security of their identity, of who they are in Christ. I mean, the daughters of the Most High King.
So are you looking specifically for young ladies who have already made a decision for Christ, young ladies who are searching? What would the study be be appropriate for?
Both. Okay. We are encouraging, you know, the youth, the young ladies in our church to bring their friends. Mm-hmm. It is definitely an opportunity for outreach. Those who just need to know that they are fearfully and wonderfully made and uniquely created, and that they each have a purpose and God has a plan for each one of them.
Now, have you been through this study already?
I haven't actually been through it, but okay. She does have one for adult women as
yeah.
well.
Yeah. And the name may sound really familiar to some of our listeners, because when you shared it with me, I thought, I think Sheology has done something with her in the past.
Yes.
Is that something you can confirm?
Yes, she has. She's worked and had many, many seminars and conferences with other Christian women.
Okay.
She even starred in The War Room.
Oh, is that
yes,
right?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I missed that one. And you know, real quick on that subject, The War Room, or whether it's Jesus Revolution or any of these Christian movies coming out, consider Christian voting with your dollars.
Yes.
And telling Hollywood what kind of content we want. But Jenny, well, thank you so much for your heart for these young people. This is our next generation.
Yes.
The truth is, there's, you know, even in Christian homes, sometimes there's just maybe not the investment made in the next generation. And what would you tell parents who are listening that are considering encouraging their teen to be a part of this? And how could those parents find out more about what it is you'll be walking through?
Yes, we do need to partner with parents. As Charles Spurgeon once said, whether we teach our children truth or not, the devil will be sure to teach them error. So like you said, Steve, they are our future church, our future leaders, our next disciples to make disciples. So I would really encourage parents of any teen girl. This is a wonderful study. It's not just going to be a study. The first hour we'll be watching the DVD and discussing the lesson. But afterwards, it's going to be fun fellowship. We are going to have paint night and jewelry making, board games, tie-dyeing. So it's also a great time for kids to connect with other young girls and share their struggles and be able to confide. So I definitely encourage parents to encourage their girls to join us.
Well, so if there is a young lady or a parent listening who wants to find out about getting involved, what would be the steps for them to take to end up being at the first week of the study?
Well, tonight is our kickoff, and we are having pizza, popcorn, and ice cream floats tonight. And speaking of movies, we are showing Grace Unplugged, which is a great Christian movie about a young lady who sang in the church choir, but she became very well known, popular, and went the way of the world. But in the end, of course, God did bring her back home. So tonight is a great night to come meet us. And you can also email me at kids@NLNM, that's Nancy, Larry, Nancy, Mary.org. If you have any questions, or you could visit our website, NLNM.org.
NLNM.org for information on tonight's study. Mm-hmm. Now, if someone is listening, like, well, got plans for tonight. would you encourage them then just to show up next week and jump right in?
Yes. Next week will be our first actual DVD lesson, and each week is a different topic.
Uh-huh.
Uniquely made struggles and solutions. So if they can't make them all, we would just love to have them at least one night.
Okay. Again, if you just tuned in, we're visiting up front here with Jenny Beadle. She is the children's ministry director at New Life Church in Rio Rancho, and her church is being very supportive of the study that she's going to be starting. It starts tonight, but really the study starts. The DVDs going through Priscilla Shire's content will begin next week. Kind of an introductory tonight, it sounds like. Get to know each other.
Yes.
And I want to tell you, you know, as someone who made a decision for Christ, I would say, I guess it was early in high school, that what a critical time this is in young people's lives. And there's a good chance these young ladies may find relationships, friendships with these other young ladies that, man, these could last a lifetime. And and iron sharpens iron. So as we see them grow in wisdom and in stature, hopefully, we'll see the impact that this study has. Before we go, we got a couple minutes. I did want to mention a couple of the ministries you mentioned to me that we'll have to maybe another time go into more depth in. Tell us about CEF, kind of the 1 minute. Here's what CEF is, if you're not familiar with it, because it's something you've kind of been involved with.
Yes, CEF is Child Evangelism Fellowship. It's a worldwide nonprofit organization, and they host many different clubs. Like I said, worldwide. We here in New Mexico have the Good News Clubs in our public schools. And I think you would agree, Steve, that we need to get into them. So these are Christian clubs held after school. And it's just a great opportunity to reach those unchurched kids. And I have actually seen some of those children bring their parents to church and come to Christ. It's a very, very powerful program.
All right. Well, I do want to make sure we get out this information again for those who are listening and heard about the is it an 8 week, you said?
This is an 8 week study. Yes. Okay. For Christian girls, non-believers. Yeah.
Okay.
Any girl.
And it'll be covering content provided by Priscilla Shire, and Jenny Beadle is going to be facilitating that. It is going to be at New Life Church in Rio Rancho?
Correct, yes.
Okay, so it'll be Friday nights at?
6 p.m., 6 to 7.
Okay.
I'm sorry, 6 to 8.
Okay, and you can email kids at nlnm.org, like New Life New Mexico, okay? Kids at nlnm.org, or go to the website, check it out, nlnm.org. Well, Jenny, you'll have to keep us updated.
I will. Thank you for having me.
All right.